Larry Trout maybe to speak on a something a bit difficult, Nogeya, the end of Parsha B'Shalach, which is the Parsha of Masa U'Meriba. Masa Meriba was that B'nai Yisrael came to Rephidim, said, V'ein Mayim Lishto Sa'om. It's in Parsha B'Shalach, beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. So Masa Meriba, the Am had no water to drink. The Pasuk says, V'yorev Ha'am in Moshe. The Am came to make a Meriba with Moshe. I fought. They came to fight. And they demanded, "Tnu lama mayim v'nishta." They said, "You give us water." Moshe told them, "Ma tirivu nimadi and ma tenasu nasasem. Why are you arguing with me? Why are you fighting with me? And why are you being menasa Hashem, testing God?" That's what the first pasuk says. Then it goes on further. The yitzmet from ha'am l'mayim says again, the am became thirsty for water. Then the Yolin Ha'am al Moshe. And then the Am was complained. Yolin Tluna is always a complaint. And they again, the Yomer, Lama Zel, Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. Why did you raise us out of Mitzrayim? Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lashon Hashem Lusami. Why did you take us out by raising us out of Mitzrayim? Lahomis Oisi, there's Vonai, there's Mitzrayim, there's Trauma, to kill us, my children, my animals, in the Midrash. Then Hashem, then Moshe Beno went to Hashem, and Spala, the Yitzchak Moshe Hashem, my Esalam is there, Oy Mat Uskalumi. They're going to kill me. And Hashem said, told them what to do to get, to hit the rock, to take out the Mayim. The Mayim should come out. So the Sukkim seem to be redundant. They seem to say over the same thing. The Am had no water. They came to Moshe and they said, "Give us water." Moshe says, "Why are you menas Hashem?" Then it says again, "Vayitzma shama Am lamayim, vayolin ha'am al Moshe." The Ramban explains that really there are two stages. They did not come. This did not happen all at once. First, the Am came when they still had some water left, but they saw they reached a place. There's no water there, even though they had a bit of water left. But they understood that they're going to run out of water. They came and they made a meriva with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they did a meriva. All the other times it's discussed them coming against Moshe, it was always vayilolin, and also in the Hemshech, in the end, it says vayolin ha'om. They came with a tluma, with a complaint. Here it talks v'yarin. They came with a meriva. They came to thee. That was the first thing. After Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Why you making meriva? Matanasim, why you menasas Hashem?" And they quieted down. We'll discuss in a minute what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu said to them. But they quieted down. Then they waited a few days, a day, and they ran out of all the water they had left. Then the Yitzma Shama Am Lamayim, the Am became thirsty. Then the Yolein Ha'am, then they stopped making a Mariva, stopped making a Machloikas, stopped fighting, but they came with complaints. The Yilon Ha'am, the Lashon, they complained. Why did you take it to Mitzrayim? It was more of an emotional expression of their difficult situation they're in than a planned argument. That was first the Yarev Ha'am in Moshe. So first they had the Yarev, they made the Meriva. Afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu said what he said, and they fought it down. Then they came back, and then they made a Tluna. In the Tluna, something interesting that I saw in Dover, was Armin on all the times when they made Tlunas, they said, "Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim?" The Lashon, "Lama ho tisani?" Why did you moiti us from Mitzrayim? The Lashon, "Yitzia." Here it says, "Lama zeh heli sanu." Why did you mal us out of Mitzrayim? There's a reason. Why was this complaint different than other complaints to say the Lashon, "Heli sanu"? Question number one. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban explains, what did he say to them to quiet them down? He said something to them. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Ki ariva zeh," Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this riva was a l'nasas Hashem. "You can come to Hashem, how you could take some of mine? Could you give us mayim? Ki im tachrishim alai," but if you would be quiet and not make a machloikis, not make a riva, "vispalu elov," and you would daven to Hashem. I'm reading the gears of the tour, not the gears that we have, but the tour alatari takes out, that's what Ula would say, "Yana eskem." The tour alatari says, "Hashem will answer you." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Davin." Interesting, only when they made the Meriva did Moshe Rabbeinu say, "Davin." When they came with Tzlunos, Moshe Rabbeinu acted. When they were misloimeng, when they complained, Moshe Rabbeinu acted. when they came with a meriva, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you menasa Hashem, go down? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them to the daven? And they quieted down. They waited till they ran out of water. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? The pasuk is very interesting. When the pasuk says in Parshas Veschanan, there's a lav netor lo itenasu es Hashem alokesem. Should we not be menasa Hashem like Am Yisrael is menasa Hashem v'matza? Like happened here, but it says of the lo itenasu es Hashem alokesem. You shouldn't be menasa Hashem. Don't just say lo itenasu es Hashem. You should be menasa Hashem, who is your alokesem, your God, but your Odom, the lashon of Elokechem. Why is that extra lashon Elokechem used from the Lagavi the Lav Loitinasu? So I thought to explain the lashon, the language of different Helusani, Yitzia. Ramban explains in the beginning of Shmois and Perek Gimel that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu two things. He says, you're going to be Moshe B'nei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That's one thing. That's possible that the Yitzim in Mitzrayim would have been to Goshen or somewhere else. And number two is, you're going to be Ma'ale B'nei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Two separate things. And Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch with a complaint that he's not Roy on both counts. Mi Anochi Ki'elecha Paro? Who am I to go to Paro to be Moshe B'nei Yisrael? Paro is not going to listen to me. I'm not cautious enough to go to Paro. That's connected just the Yitziah. And the Chiotis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael. Am I Roy to take them out to Mitzrayim to bring them to Eretz Yisrael? They won't listen to me. So first, B'nei Yisrael definitely would listen to Moshe, and he says, get out. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. They have to listen to him. But to take out Mitzrayim and to go to Eretz Yisrael, maybe they won't listen to me. And Hashem answered him two things. To go to Paro, I'm going to be with you in your Dibur. And to go to Yisrael, to take them out of Mitzrayim, to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, you should know that I'm going to bring them up to Eretz Yisrael to be Ovdu Moshe, to be Oved Mitachas Ahar Hazeh. And after the Oved Mitachas Ahar Hazeh, they'll listen to your Moshe Rabbeinu no matter what. That was what it said, that they'll come to the Sahara to be Oved. There are two separate things that were said. The Yitziah and the going up. That was about talking to Yisrael, going up. Having Yitzhak to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that was Derech Har Sinai, Derech Sabal Satoris, and that we went up. So there's two things. The Ramban simply explained in the Tzaman that when they were Menaseh Hashem, what were they doing? They came and they said, Hashem, we're going to listen to you only if you give us water, Derech Nisi. Not even give us water, make a nace to give us water. Then we'll listen to you. They were bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, we're not avodim. We're not, you took us out, we have to listen to you. Whatever you give us is fine. They start bargaining with Hashem. They're what we call a man da'omer. They have a say. You give us, we'll give you. You don't give us, we won't give you. They were not acting in the way we're supposed to be avodim. When we came out of Mitzrayim, what we're supposed to be, we're avdei Hashem. We were going to be serve Hashem. We went out in the Beis HaAvodim, as the Ramban explained in Parshas Yisroi, that the Mitzvah Noch Hashem Kerechem Asher Tzichem Eretzim, the Beis HaAvodim, is that we left Beis HaAvodim, that's the second thing, to become Avdei Hashem. We went from Avdei Paro to be Avdei Hashem. That was the second thing. Beforehand, all the complaints were just against the Yitziah. Why'd you take us out? But they had no complaints about their Yiddishkeit. They didn't complain about us being Kabbalah Satorah, us going to the Kabbalah Torah Mitzvahs. Now they came and they came to complain against Lama Helusani Meretz Yisrael. Why did you come take us out to be Mala? Why did you take us out to be Oyvid you? Why did you make us your Avodim? You came us to give us Torah to bring us back for what? To be Oyvid Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mosma Musa. To be Oyvid Hashem. That was their complaint. That started with the Meriva. The Meriva, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Your only Eitzah is Tfilah. Tfilah is exactly in direct contrast with what they're saying. Tfilah is, the Ramban explains to us in Sefer Mitzvah, the concept of Tfilah Deraisa is only Tfilah the Eitz Tzara. It's only when there's an Eitz Tzara. What's the concept of Tfilah the Eitz Tzara? The Ramban holds that's the Mitzvah Deraisa, but all the times it's not there. Because that's the time when a person is pointed to Hashem and realizes that everything only comes from Hashem. And he's pointing to Ke'eved, the Lashon Ramban is Ke'eved al Adonav. So when a person can place himself Ke'eved al Adonav, that is when he's Roy to Mitzpalo. And the Mitzvah Deraisa, Hashem doesn't demand that he of when and its pure form is the eighth tzara. The tzura of tzura, the Rambam says in a few places, is to be ke'eved al adoino, and to be appointed to Hashem, to know that only from Hashem is going to come to Yeshua. And Rambam says in Mishpatim, Rambam says in a few places, the Mela, that's what Roshan said, you make a meriva, you mafki yourself from being avdei Hashem, your only eighth is exactly opposite, mispalot to Hashem, and that's Yeshua, and they accepted that. Then they continue with the tzuna, still with the same taina, la mehelusani, why did you take us out? Again, helusani was to come, tachas asher yavdu, tachas ha'ar, come to the oivin Hashem, tachas ha'ar. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to deliver this shiur.